At 10:30, this is Observer Radio News. Good morning, I'm Lydia Moore. It's a crisp 14 degrees outside with a mixture of sun and cloud outside our East York studios. In the news today, Sikhs in Toronto and around the world gathered to celebrate the Sikh New Year yesterday. The annual Khalsa Day parade started at the Canadian National Exhibition and ended at Queen's Park. The parade included colorful floats, costumes, and martial arts performers. This is the city's third largest parade. Florence Hondrick died at the age of 91 in her home after a brief illness yesterday. She was an active leader in her community, supporting an environmental movement and a West Coast college founded to promote peace and understanding. She was also the mother of John Hondrick, chair of Torstar Corp., who owns the Toronto Star. A private family funeral is planned. Massage therapy students are fighting HIV/AIDS with their bare hands. The 7th annual Helping Hands, Helping Hearts fundraiser takes place March 27th at the Massage Clinic in the HP Science and Technology building. Students and alumni are offering $30 one-hour massages to benefit the Stephen Lewis Foundation. Third-year massage therapy student Laura Shilladay says she volunteered to participate because she wants to make massage therapy accessible to everyone.
I like participating in things where I know that the money's going to a good cause, and I, you know, when I graduate from here, I want to work in low-income communities within Toronto and try and make massage accessible to kids with disabilities, people in hospitals, women from survivors of domestic abuse, like people who traditionally don't have access to it, because I think it's a really valuable form of healthcare.
If you can't make it to the clinic March 27th, there's another event April 11th. Hands Up for Haiti is a new event in response to the earthquakes. Students will be offering the same one-hour massages for $30, but the proceeds will go to Doctors Without Borders. A deadly tornado in Yazoo City, Mississippi, has killed at least 10 people and wounded many others. Rescue officials and search teams have been searching the county since Saturday when the tornado hit for people that have been left stranded and homeless. State officials said at least 100 homes have been demolished by the storm, and other homes are left without electricity. A top matador from Spain has been seriously injured after being severely gored by a bull. According to his manager, Jose Tomas was gored in the groin by an 1,100-pound bull and hoisted into the air, causing major blood loss. He said the bull's horn penetrated 4 inches into his groin and punctured a vein and an artery. Tomas remains unconscious and in intensive care. Now turning to sports. In hockey, the Phoenix Coyotes beat the Detroit Red Wings 5-2 yesterday, forcing a final Game 7 tomorrow night in Phoenix. Both teams are tied 3-3 in the series. The Vancouver Canucks advance to the second round of the NHL playoffs with a 4-2 win over the Los Angeles Kings. In basketball, the Cleveland Cavaliers beat the Chicago Bulls 121-98 yesterday, putting them at a 3-1 lead in the series. The Miami Heat beat the Boston Celtics 101-92, with Boston leading 3-1 in the series. In baseball, the Blue Jays suffered a 6-0 loss to the Tampa Bay Rays yesterday. The Jays' next game will be against Boston tonight. And in entertainment, Bret Michaels is in critical condition due to a brain hemorrhage. The 47-year-old reality TV star was rushed to hospital after experiencing a severe headache on Thursday night. Doctors discovered bleeding at the base of his brain stem. His publicist said Michaels remains in critical condition and there have been no further updates. At the box office, How to Train Your Dragon is in the number one spot, pulling in $15 million, with a backup plan in second with $12.3 million for opening night. Date Night comes in third with $10.6 million, and in the number four spot is The Losers with $9.6 million. And that's Observer Radio News. For more news, check our website at torontoobserver.ca. I'm Lydia Moore. Thanks for listening and have a great morning.